Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise, and I want to quickly tell you about a podcast from Wondery that I think you'll like. It's called Hooked on Freddy. It's a strange tale about a man, a wild dolphin, and the weirdest allegation which spirals out of control. It begins in the late 80s when a depressed grey town in the north of England has a wild visitor, a bottlenosed dolphin. He's like a ray of light. The locals in Amble love him and name him Freddy. Freddie loves them all, but his favourite playmate is Alan Cooper, a committed animal rights activist. Alan and the wild dolphin swim together for hundreds of hours, and a beautiful friendship is born. But when Alan is accused of taking his friendship with the dolphin too far, he finds himself at the centre of a tabloid scandal that grips Britain and ends in one of the most bizarre court cases in legal history. I'm about to play you a clip. If you'd like to hear more, search Hooked on Freddy wherever you get your podcasts.
September the 28th, 1990. It's a fine day in Amble, a small coastal town on the tip of northeast England. But we're not in the town. We're about a quarter of a mile out, in the North Sea. A man's in the water, wearing a wetsuit with yellow arms, and he's just hanging there, alone. His name is Alan Cooper. And at first, yes, he is all alone, but then something dark moves at speed under the water. Circles. Disappears. And then resurfaces. Now we can see him. It's a wild dolphin, a bottlenose. And he wants to play. He twists onto his side, inviting Alan to take hold of his dorsal fin.
He will start to dive. Just go straight down for about 20 feet. And then come swiftly back up. And you'd both explode out of the water. It was just out of this world, you know. I was in the time of my life. Just something special. I swam 10 hours, I think it was, one day. You know, if you could bottle that feeling and sell it, you'd be a millionaire.
Then, Alan hears something. In the distance, a boat coming towards him. It comes close. And the people on board are looking at him. He tries to ignore them.
I carried on my swim.
The boat just stays there. Alan's being watched. A voice is raised. There's something off here. Something very off. The boat stays near him for half an hour, just watching. Then it leaves. Alan hasn't heard what was said, but later, he'll wish he had. Because it's the before and after moment. What's said on that boat will make Alan wish he'd walked away after his first swim with the dolphin. It'll lead to a bitter rivalry, a rivalry with another man. A man who also claims to be a lover and protector of animals. And it will put these two men on a collision course.
Little did I know what was going to develop. I would have ended it there and then. It's just not worth it, is it?
Over the next year, his face will be splashed across tabloid newspapers and TV shows. He'll be ridiculed and laughed at, he'll be abused in the street, and he'll even receive death threats. What was said on that boat will become a national scandal. And for Alan, it will change everything.
It took an absolute unique experience, probably a great experience of my life, and turned it into one of the worst. What happened to me, never goes away, does it? It would never go away.
Search Hooked on Freddy wherever you listen to podcasts. You can listen to Hooked on Freddy early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus on Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.